堂听 class.com。
在线英语听力室 ,thingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Oxford Supplementary Skills, Listening Elementary, by Rob Nolasco. Unit 1, Section 1, Who's Talking?Task 2.
Morning, Robin. Have a good weekend. Fair. We went to Ludlow. Do you know the old barn? It's on the Shrewsbury Road.
Well, fancy seeing you here. How are you?
I'm very well.
How's Sally?
Oh, fine, fine.
How long has it been since we met?
Good morning. Nice weather, isn't it? Sit down. I'm just finishing off my notes.
It's raining.
That's nice. Now, Mrs. Pierce, isn't it? What's the matter with you?
Well, I haven't been too well.
Hi. Good to see you. Where's John?
He's parking the car.
Did you have any trouble finding us?
No, your directions were wonderful. The kids managed.
Task 3.
Morning, Robin. Have a good weekend.
Fair. We went to Ludlow. Do you know the old barn?
It's on the Shrewsbury Road.
Well, fancy seeing you here. How are you?
I'm very well.
How's Sally?
Oh, fine, fine.
How long has it been since we met?
Good morning. Nice weather, isn't it? Sit down. I'm just finishing off my notes.
It's raining.
That's nice. Now, Mrs. Pierce, isn't it? What's the matter with you?
Well, I haven't been too well.
Hi. Good to see you. Where's John?
He's parking the car.
Did you have any trouble finding us?
No, your directions were wonderful. The kids managed
Task 4.
Well, fancy seeing you here. How are you?
I'm very well.
How's Sally?
Oh, fine, fine.
How long has it been since we met?
Morning, Robin. Have a good weekend.
Fair. We went to Ludlow. Do you know the old barn? It's on the Shrewsbury Road.
Task 5.
Good morning. Nice weather, isn't it? Sit down. I'm just finishing off my notes.
It's raining.
That's nice. Now, Mrs. Pierce, isn't it? What's the matter with you?
Well, I haven't been too well.
Unit 1, Section 2, Identikit.
Do you think you could tell us what he looked like?
Well, he was about 35...And the same sort of height as you.
Did you manage to see his face?
Yes. The light wasn't very good, but I won't forget him.
Well, what was he like?
He was quite fat, so his face was kind of round.
Fine. How about his eyes? Can you remember his eyes?
I don't know what colour they were like or anything, but they were funny because they were very close to each other.And he had very thick eyebrows.
Good. Did you notice anything else about his face?
Well, he had very long ears.
Did they stick out?
No, they were just long.
Was his nose long as well?
No, it wasn't. It was quite flat. In fact, he looked a bit like a boxer.
Did he have a lot of hair?
No, he was almost bald, except for a little hair around his ears. I think it was brown.
Let's have a look. Ah, yes. Was there anything special about his mouth?
Well, not really. He wasn't thick or thin, but I think he had a tooth missing.
Right. Have a look at this. Is this anything like him?
Unit 1, Section 3. Does anyone care?
In 1985, a French television company sent its reporters to the Paris Metro. They took cameras to see what passengers would do if they saw someone attacked on the platform or trains. The incidents looked real, but they were all done with the help of actors. However, very few people tried to help, and most passengers pretended not to notice. In one incident, a foreigner was attacked by three men. The attack was on a train which was quite full, and although one man tried to get the other passengers to help, they all refused. This is not only a French problem. A British newspaper reported in 1981 that a professor of social psychology in New York had sent his students out to rob their own cars. The students didn't try to hide what they were doing. About 8,000 people watched 250 car thefts, and only 12 people tried to stop the student robbers. In a typical incident, one man stopped, looked, and then put his hands over his eyes and shouted, "I didn't see that." About 40 people offered to help the thieves, and two people actually sat down next to the car and waited to buy a camera and television set a student was taking from the back seat of his own car. The professor thought some people might be afraid to stop and help in case the thieves attacked them, so he got a policeman to stand within 15 meters of a robbery. Everyone walked past, except for two people who told the thieves that a policeman wasn't far away. It seems that such behavior is not unusual, but the question is why? Is it a problem of big cities? Or would the same thing happen anywhere? Was the problem with the experiments? To discuss these questions, we have in the studio Professor Wilson, who is an expert in the subject.